Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, good to have you along, folks. I'm sitting here in the NASCAR studio this week. Yes, I've been out on the racetrack. Why not? Because it's 'tis the season, NASCAR. So the crew didn't have to pushed me into the studio. I said, I'm going to the NASCAR studio here at the Auto World Plaza. I walked down the hall and said, there's the studio. Let's get in there. So we are sitting live right here in the NASCAR studio from Boise, Idaho this week. As you can tell, my vocal cords had a little bit too much wind out there on the race car track. So we're going to get through this 3 hours of Auto World with a little raspy voice. Why not? Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. For the next 3 hours, we're going to be taking you we're in the NASCAR track in that studio, and that means that I've got my NASCAR fire suit on, and oh boy, it's going to get warm in this suit. These things are pretty heavy. I didn't realize it. Bye. And then the crew, I want to thank, of course, my PR director, Bobby B. Esser. He brought in a NASCAR chair for me to sit in. I do appreciate that, Bobby B. Esser. Oh, yeah. He's just one of the staff here at Auto World. But what a pleasure to have you along, taking time out of your busy schedule to climb into and listen to me, Mark Evans, to Auto World each and every week. So, you know, with that said, we better get the open sign up. Where's my lug wrench? There it is. There's my lug wrench. We got to get the open sign up here. Let's see if I can work this lug gun. Oh, yeah. Take 6 lug screws to get the open sign up. Now, I got to have an impact gun in the NASCAR studio this week. Oh, not only that, I'm going to share with you some little bit of tips here this week about NASCAR. Of course, the Daytona 500. Rocking and ready and rolling right now. And I've got a lot of fun little tidbit facts about that. So, you know, they started way back when. Here's the first tidbit. Back in 1959 on the sand. On the sand. Can you imagine sand up into the trunk of the cars? Yeah, like, right. Mark, like they're really going to put luggage in it and take you to the airport, huh? You might have sand in your luggage, in your clothes there when you pull them out of the luggage. Anyway, today here on Auto World, let me give you a taste and a little tease. And first and foremost, folks, you are the star of the program each and every week. Whenever you're listening to us, if you're listening to us on GCNLive.com or one of our great AW affiliates, I do want to tip my hat to all of you and salute you for that. It means a lot to all of us here, especially me. The show is growing. More and more affiliates are joining and taking the show throughout the United States and across the pond. Got some great friends over there, too. So that's what it's all about. Morehead, you know, like they always said, when it comes to automobiles, which just says Auto World, automobiles and, well, rototillers to jet boats to snowmobiles to razors to anything really that moves. And we're talking a lot about electric anymore here too on Auto World. Well, two heads are better than one, and you know, and that said, millions of heads, as we all are today here listening on Auto World, it means that we have the horsepower of all of you, and that means you're the star of the show, and you can please do interrupt me at any time with your questions about or that challenge you might have concerning, well, that smell. Yep, you know that smell you have. That noise you might have. Yes, that ticking and clicking noise that might be in the dash, might be in the right rear of that vehicle you're driving. Or you let go of the steering wheel and the stupid thing goes right or left. Or when you do let off the brake pedal, it does not coast. It seems like the brakes are on. Those are just some of the questions that you could ask at any time. Please do. The number here since 1992 at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And you can always reach me, folks, on my email. For you folks that are listening on a delay station, listening on a different time maybe on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or in the morning and afternoon, whenever that our great affiliate takes the show, you can always reach me on email. That is the address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And don't forget Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans. You can find me there. We're almost maxed out on friends. I have a few slots left there. We'll pull up a chair and friend me. We can friend you back. You can stay in tune there with us on that side of Facebook, my name, Mark Evans. And then also, I do welcome all of you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. You go over and have some fun there. I guarantee you that. There's a lot of great things get put up there on that site. And my Instagram account, that address is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And a little housekeeping we're doing here. Why not? Don't forget, too, you can always go back whenever you have time on your favorite device that you might have to listen to Auto World at Auto World Podcast. That means you can Google, folks, Google it. Auto World Podcast, right on the top. You don't even have to hunt. That means you can listen to any hour of Auto World at any time from way back when. So that's podcasts are pretty popular, of course, today because all of us are quite busy, and sometimes you might miss the show. You might tell your friend about the show. The friend's listening right now, but you could not listen because you might be at work or you might be broke down on the side of the road right now wishing that I was there to help you fix it. We're here to help you fix it right now. I've got the wrench and I've got the microphone, so we're going to get this car of yours, your truck, fixed. So don't forget, Auto World Podcast. Well, today here on Auto World, give you a little touch and taste, and, well, you might as well spill a little tranny fluid on it. Oh, yeah. Got your driving gloves on? Oh, yeah. Take your mask off. You're sitting home in your favorite chair. I do appreciate it. Sit back, relax, and hopefully, like I have here next to me, I've got a cup of warm lemon juice. Oh, it feels so good on the old throat. Now, every once in a while here this week, I'm going to be probably hesitating once or twice to drip a little 30 weight on my throat. It seems to work okay. Not. Okay, today, here on Auto World on the first hour. Oh, do you know the new car smell? Oh, yeah. Well, you might get paid to smell. We're going to get into that, find out what that's all about. Yes, you might end up getting a paycheck just to smell your seat. Ugh. That's going to come later here on Auto World. Also, for the kid in you. Can't hardly wait for that segment. Has something to do with the kid in you. Razor and Jeep has come together. And that Razor is one thing that all of you might have had as a kid. That's why I said, for the kid in you, it's coming your way. Also, here on the first hour, I'm going to be, this segment is all about, this company had to charter a couple cargo planes, folks, to get parts. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, I have for you, yep, right here on Auto World, I have some AV data. I'm going to let you think about what that might stand for. This is AV data. Now remember, this is Auto World, so everything's about cars. And I also have the first news about the first electric snowmobile. Now what's this all have to do with Auto World? You don't ride a snowmobile. An electric snowmobile, folks. The electrical part of your car that you just purchased, that's an EV car, is now into the snowmobile side. We're going to talk a little bit about that and why and how come. I want to talk about that. You're going to find out. Now, the second hour here on Auto World. Oh, yeah, passing the cold test. All of us are in the cold season, aren't we? Yeah. You might have a cold. Dang it. Take some vitamin C and get over the cold. And if you look out your window, it's cold. Yes, even you folks down there in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Maricopa listening, I know it's a little chilly there in the morning for you. Throw a coat on. I know you've got your mittens on. Well, EV versus ICE. ICE. Internal combustion engines. Take a short break. And then we're going to come right back here in the Auto World Plaza and in the NASCAR studio and let you know what's happening on the third hour and taking your calls. We're going to get to that email bag. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window, and I started counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the seventh power. Well, I put two and two together and added 12 and carried five. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, and we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Hands to the steering wheel. 10-2, folks. Good to have you back. You're listening to Auto World right here live from Boise, Idaho. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Got a little rasp in my throat being out there on the NASCAR track a little bit too long in the wind. That's what happens, I guess, when you're out there having fun. Welcome into the NASCAR studio here in the Auto World Plaza. We have got, well, I've got a fire suit on that's just a little bit, ooh, the temperature on this thing. It looks like it's 105 right now. That might melt my throat. Oh, good to have you along. Glad you have your driving gloves on. Here on Auto World today, you're the star of the show like every weekend and like every hour. Please join me at 855-660-4261, and or my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you've got comments concerning your Auto World, your truck, your car, again, noises and smells, and why is it pulling to the right? Should I have it aligned, Mark? How much should it cost to have it aligned, Mark? Do I do a four-wheel alignment or a two-wheel alignment? Why is my inside of my car smells like antifreeze, Mark? What is it? There's a lot of questions, and I know that you've got a few. And again, with that said, I'm here for you each and every week and throughout the week. We have been pretty busy on the email side. I ask, can you deliver? And that's what it's all about. So please do at any one point in time, because we do not know when your vehicle is going to give you a little challenge or a problem or a leak or a smell or how come or why. When a shop tells you this and you don't really understand the mechanic jargon, that's why I'm here today to help you. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I wanted to give you a little touch and a tease there, a taste of the third hour before we even get there, because I want you to know that you're welcome each and every hour. You're our great Auto World affiliates. Might only take 1 hour, 2 hours of the show, and you're welcome to listen all 3 hours. And in order to do that, you can go right over to GCNlive.com. That's good. Cat Nancy, GCNlive.com. The third hour, I'm going to be talking a little bit about, as I give you a little teaser on my Facebook page, lots of, you know, spring and summer means beetles. No, not the kind of beetles you spray with a backpack sprayer. I'm talking about the beetles that drive down the road. Oh, yeah. They're returning to a yard near you in a different way. That's coming in the third hour. Also, I have more news on headlight technology. Yes, oh yeah, the federal regulators got involved, but they gave us two thumbs up on this technology. So we're going to be talking a little bit about this, and not only that on the third hour, but we're going to have, of course, your emails each and every hour. I've got also a recall in the third hour that has everything to do with you, even though, yeah, you're a pedestrian, aren't you? Don't you walk sometimes across the street? Well, this recall is not a recall on your human body. No, it's a recall on Tesla. It has everything to do with pedestrians, though, folks. So you might want just to tune in and listen to the third hour for the pedestrian recall that has something to do with Tesla. Now, with that said, I've got Bobby B. Esser is my PR director. He is in for Eddie the Engine Emailer. Hanging on to that email bag. Thank you, Bobby B. Esser. I appreciate it. Eddie the Engine Emailer took a little break this week. And he takes care of your emails that come in. I, again, do email me whenever's convenient for you at any one point in time. If you've got a... now, this is at no cost, folks. I'm saying throughout the week you can email me. Your car, your vehicle's in the shop, and you don't understand something they said to you. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I'll get in touch with you. And put a 911 up there. If you're in the shop and you want to talk to me, step outside the shop, use that cell phone as a microphone, and email me on the thing. Right there, right then. And if I don't mind talking to your shop, there's no cost. I'll do the consulting for you. Because there's a lot of things, kind of like an oil leak. For example, here this last week, I had a client, customer, friend, all three, right in one. The shop said... Now, no names were mentioned and will not be mentioned to protect the innocent. That's how we are here. First names only. But I will never mention the shop, and I talk the truth, and I talk facts, and I don't really want to ever. It doesn't matter the name of the shop. I just want to make sure that the car that leaves the shop is fixed correctly and that the owner of the vehicle understands. And in this case, it had an oil leak, and the shop said, well, we really can't tell what the transmission leak is until the engine oil leak is fixed. Now, does that make sense to anybody? Yeah. Oh, you're all raising your hand, all six rows of you here at the Auto World Plaza, right outside the NASCAR studio. And nobody understands it. Well, what I'm saying here is that if you've got maybe a transmission leak, an engine oil leak, you might even have a power steering pump leaking. Well, okay, let's count that up. I think that's three, isn't it? Yeah. Power steering, red. Fluid, red. Some power steering fluid is clear. It almost looks like water. And that's probably 90% of you out there. Literally, the power steering fluid is oily, slimy, but yet clear. And the older cars are red. Okay, so that's leaking, and you're driving forward most of the time. Like we are right now. We're going to go into a short break. When we come back, I'm going to finish up a little bit of, well, a little seminar on oil leaks. So get your pen and paper out, and we're going to make sure that you will pass the quiz. I'm Mark Evans right here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's not a bluff. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
The he Austin is referring to is Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end today. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor. A rodent infestation at a Family Dollar warehouse in West Memphis, Arkansas, is prompting a recall on a wide range of products, including food and cosmetics. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six southern states. The warehouse and more than 400 stores are now temporarily closed. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Join me this week here on Auto World, everybody. It's a pleasure to have each and every one of you here today with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting in the NASCAR studio this week here at Auto World Plaza and live from Boise, Idaho. Oh, before we get back to talking a little bit about why and how come those oil leaks are all in one spot, it is NASCAR studio time. Right now, yep, this it's the season sold out. Folks, 100 Daytona 500 is going on right now. 2.5 miles, of course, around 200 laps. The attendance, 150,000 plus people. Oh my God! Let's compare that to the Super Bowl football. You know that Super Bowl football game that some of you watch. 70,048 people. So NASCAR, I think, wins in the attendance. And this is the 64th running of the NASCAR. It started back in 1959 on sand. Talking about sand and going fast. So if you got power steering leaking, engine oil leaking, and transmission oil leaking, it's a mixture. As you're driving forward, which most of us do, the wind carries all this liquid leaks you have back to where? The transmission. So if you ask the transmission specialist, is my transmission leaking? Well, now, wait a minute. If we've got power steering leaking on it, because it's blowing back on it, we've got engine oil leaking on it, and it's blowing back on it, the transmission guy's going to be saying, now, wait a minute, I really can't tell until you get the other leaks fixed. Because we want to start from the front of the vehicle fixing the leaks, folks, before we start the back. Because you go forward more than you go in reverse. And that was just one of the questions we had here at the Greasy Garage Studio this last week. And again, for each and every one of you, you are the star of the show. Join me at any time. Please do interrupt me at 855-660-4261. And my email address is, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, and we're going to get to an email each and every hour, of course. I've got a few here with Bobby, my PR director, Bobby B. Esser. He's hanging on to the email bag. You're looking good over there. Just stay right there and hold on to that big bag of emails. We're going to climb into that in a little bit. But first, let's get to this AV data. Have you figured out what AV stands for? Driverless data. Driverless data, folks. Autonomous vehicles. The California DMV this last week, which regulates the country's biggest driverless vehicle testing program, released its annual report last week. Overall, AVs drove 4 million miles on California roads. That's in the streets in 2021. 4 million miles in 2021. Up from 2 million in 2020 and 2.8 million in 2019. Waymo was the leading company at 2.3 million miles. Fully driverless vehicles, a.k.a. those without a human being in them, or a safety driver, in car traveling 25,000 miles at this point in 2021. So that's in California. Some of you folks listening in California might have looked over and noticed that there's nobody in the car next to you. Here on Auto World, I always, you know, it's interactive, informative, and all things automotive. I always want your opinion, good or bad. What you feel in your heart, is it good or not? Good, bad, or otherwise? You know, when it comes to AVs, autonomous vehicles. Because it looks like to me, looks like they're testing them, and they have tested them, because here's the report, 2.8 million in 2019. That's miles, folks, miles. And it's gone up as we keep going. Again, 4 million miles in 2021 on the streets in California. And they basically start these tests in the state of California. And so if you're in the state of California as a visitor or you're living there, watch out. There's nobody driving a car next to you. Now, be careful out there. And again, I want your opinions at all times. And, again, email is a good way of really letting it loose. I mean, literally, email me, sit down, and I want to see that keyboard of yours literally burning up with flames as you type, you're typing your opinion into me. The address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can always start a thread, do please do, on my Facebook page. Mark Evans is my address, and or Auto World Radio Facebook page. And with that, let's go. Let's do a trivia question first. Throw a trivia question out there to you. Since NASCAR is rocking and rolling right now, and the season has started, and it's sold out crowd and all, they have Chevrolets there, Fords there, and yes, the Toyota Camrys are there. With the next gen car, folks, all new cars this year. And why I'm in the NASCAR studio this week, because, well, you race on Sunday and you sell on Monday. Well, in this case, today's world is a little different. Yes, they still race on Sunday. Well, they race on Saturday, they race on Sunday, and they race pretty much about every single day of the week on these test tracks. But when it gets to the big races like the Daytona 500, you know, they're hitting 187 miles an hour plus. They have a brand new car out this year, a diffuser on the back of it that's usually found on like Indianapolis 500 cars. They've added so much. It almost looks like the street car that you're driving. But they learn on the track, and then they bring it back and they put it on our cars. And if it works on the track, that means that they can put it on our cars that we're going to go into the dealership and buy, and we have a safe, operating, and fast automobile. So this is why we're talking a little bit of NASCAR today here on Auto World. 187 miles an hour. Now, next time I'm going to share something else with you that's brand spanking new that actually they've had some problems with already in the race today. Not good. Big time. Not good. So, with that said, we're also going to be talking about, I have for you, Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award for the best large utility coming your way here in just a little bit. So here's a trivia question. Japanese car company Toyota was originally established as a textiles manufacturer. True or false? Here's the question again. Make it easy. This is a true or false question. A Japanese car company, Toyota, was originally established as a textiles manufacturer. True or false? 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Looking forward to your answers. Get this. And also, everybody wins here on Auto World on our racetrack each and every week. I've got some detailed gifts that will also get your car inside clean, good, smelling good from Meguiar's and Mother's. And I've got some wash drops, got some good stuff from Solution Finish that we're going to give you to make your outside of your car look good too, or your truck, or if you want to use it on your lawnmower. Oh, that season's coming. I usually kind of throw in an extra gift for those of you that might mention to me through the email or on the phone that you're driving a whatever you might be driving. You might be driving a Alfa Romeo or a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Volkswagen. Oh, the Beetle. Talking about the Beetle, the Volkswagen, we're going to be talking. I'm going to give you some full-size Volkswagen coming your way. Yeah, this is crazy. Volkswagen's really changing it up here on all of us. Again, the trivia question. Japanese car company Toyota was originally established as a textiles manufacturer. True or false? 855-660-4261. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back with my fire suit on. Oh, this is hot. Ooh.
Who's gonna tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Proud to have you here with me this week here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for coming in with me here to the NASCAR studio and riding shotgun. It's always a pleasure to have you along with me, folks. Take time out of your life to stop your life and everything you're doing to climb into the cockpit with me and make sure your driving gloves are on. We're still in second gear here in the first hour. Right now, I've got that trivia question out there, and I've got an answer already on it, which is awesome. Asking you folks to deliver, and again, that trivia question is, Japanese car company Toyota was originally established as a textiles manufacturer. True or false? And Paul gets me on one of our great affiliates. Let's do a shout-out. Paul says, Mark, I love your show. Great show. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And Paul is in Lawrence, Massachusetts. So let's give a shout-out to our great affiliate, WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, and Andover, Massachusetts. Good to have you along. He said also here, too, that he's listening on us live and actually tuning in on me when listening on delayed on Saturday. So, Paul, appreciate it. He says, it's true. Paul says, it's true that Toyota was originally established as a textiles manufacturer. Oh, man, we don't have the drum roll today. I didn't ask the drummer to come in. Dougie the drummer is not here, but, Paul, you're absolutely right. It is true. Toyota did the textiles manufacturing way back in the early days, and of course now today their Toyota Camrys are all over the NASCAR track. Hey, Paul, if you would, great, thanks for emailing and answering the question, and if you would, send me an email back with a address that I can send you some great gifts, detailed gifts, inside and outside of your ride. And, hey, are you driving a Toyota? And do you like it? I know a long time ago I had a Toyota Lexus LS400 back when they brought the Lexus brand into the United States about the first year, and that automobile went over 300 some miles, 300,000 some miles, and I entered it in the Toyota Lexus, their little contest they had to see if I could win that, and that meant that little contest they were running back in the early 90s was that if you've got a Toyota or a Lexus and you've got the highest miles on it, send us a photo and a little story about where you drive it and all, and you can win a prize. And I did. I just want to let them know that that Lexus LS400 was a fine automobile and drove a lot of miles. And anyway, that's how you do it. Paul, thank you. I appreciate that. So with that said, Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of the emails here at Auto World. He's not in. Today he's taking a weekend off. And we have, my PR agent, the PR director. Actually, Bobby B. Esser, hand me the email bag. It's time. Let's go into the email bag. There's one. Oh, God. Well, you were holding that, Bobby B. Esser. I don't know if I can. I got one. It's kind of crumpled up, but I can read it. Here it is. Okay. Now, folks, email-wise, email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If it's a problem you need fixed now, put a 911 on it, and I'll get to it right away. Isn't that right, PR Director Bobby B. Esser? He's nodding his head, yes. That's how we do it. Okay, and if you don't want me to read it live on the air, just say, don't read it live on the air, Mark, but go ahead and please help me. So we got a couple things there. 911, this one is not a 911, but we're still, since I went into the bag and everybody gets a gift, first and foremost. If you email in or you call in, everybody goes away with a parting type of gift that has something to do with automobiles. All our guests, of course, are in the 50, I think it's a 52 Lincoln four-door. It's been rolled three or four times. The windshield's broke. The tires are flat. It's outside the plaza here. Neighbors just love looking at it. When it rains and snows, you know, the weather stripping that we just put on, the guys didn't put the weather stripping on straight. Good mechanics, they aren't. Anyway, your gifts will come dry to you, by the way. They'll be dry. I'll dry them off. I'll even throw a towel in there, maybe. Okay, I can read it. So here we go. Hey, Mark. Ew, that smell. You are right on the point. Okay. I have a oil smell. Every time I park, I get out, and my car is a Audi Q5. Smells like a oil barbecue. Ugh. So I believe I have an oil leak. Do you recommend to take it to the dealer for the fix, or can I take it to an independent repair shop? ? Thanks for being a voice for the automotive world. Joanna, listening on and in, she says, Boise, Idaho on 93.1 FM KBOI. Well, awesome. That's where I'm sitting right now, is in Boise, Idaho live, and let's do a shout out to 93.1 FM KBOI. Woo, shout out. See, I should have squirted more 30 weight oil on my voice so I could shout out a little louder. But yes, KBOI 93.1, and of course, AM 670, Mountain Home, Nampa, Caldwell, Cascade. Hello to the folks up there in McCall, Idaho, and Ontario, Oregon, of course, Boise, Idaho, where we're sitting live. Good to have you along. Joanna, thanks for listening and emailing. And your Q5, oh, your Audi Q5, thanks for letting me know what kind of car it is. And it sounds like when you got an oil barbecue going on there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, in this time of year, Joanna, you know, you've got the heater on, and if you do not have your, and this is for everybody, that's why I love having you folks email me, because, Joanna, you're not the only, you know, person out there that's got an oil leak. So I'm going to talk to everyone and help everyone that has some kind of a leak. And an oil leak, Joanne, is the smell that's coming through your vent that's, of course, underneath your windshield up front there. If you turn the recycle button on, your heating and cooling, you know, your climate control on the inside of the Q5 is awesome. It's an automatic. You just touch the button and put the numbers up that you like, and that's the temperature you're going to get. But make sure it's on recycle. That way, you're going to recycle the air that's in the cabin. It's not going to suck the outside air in on that grill work that's right on the below the windshield. So that'll stop some of this smell, of course, from you smelling it. I don't want to get you sick. Let's get that, you know, I don't want you sick. I want you here next week and the next hour to listen to Auto World. So, oil leak. Best thing to do, you know, you probably looked under your Audi Q5 and you see these little drops. Take a piece of cardboard, and this is really for everyone. Take a new piece of cardboard, and piece of cardboard, let's see here, free boxes. Where would you go get free boxes? At the grocery store. Literally, out back. You can ask them, they'll give them to you. But any store that you, any kind of, you know, store that uses a lot of cardboard, and you get a free box. Cut it, put it flat, put it underneath that car, Joanne, and then it's a map of where the oil's leaking. And the mechanic needs to know the map, because then that helps that mechanic go to the source. You know, is it the power steering leaking up front? Is it in the middle of the engine that's leaking? Or is it the transmission in the back that's leaking? You could even have a brake master cylinder leaking. So I don't think it is. You saying it smells like oil, that means that and more than likely on the Q5s. If I'm not mistaken, I've done a few of those valve covers on those, and they're rubber. I don't know how many miles you have on yours, but at about 75, 80,000 miles of the Q5s, they do start to leak oil on the passenger side. Joanne, over there on the passenger side, that valve cover in the very back will leak first on that engine for some reason. And best thing to do, if you can, get a little mirror. And this is for everyone. You can go get a little mirror. It'll actually fit in your glove box. Could be turned into a glove box tool. It's a little mirror you can buy at the AutoZone or O'Reilly's or Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts. They have a little round mirror on a stick. It's an extendable stick, and you can pop the bonnet, the hood there, and go back in the back and look in the mirror with a flashlight, and you'll see oil dripping right out of the back of that valve cover. See, engines are actually higher in the front, lower in the back. So all the oil that's inside that valve cover as it's pumping that oil through those oil veins or oil galleries, then it splashes and that rubber gasket gets hot and it gets cold, gets hot and it gets cold. And so that shrinks. When that rubber gasket shrinks, then that's when you're going to get an oil leak. Joanne, I hope that helps. Thanks for emailing here from Boise, Idaho, and listening on 93.1 FM KBOI. Appreciate that. That's how you do it. Oh, send me back an address too, time before the garage door goes down here on the first hour, of where I can send you some detail gifts. And since you're in Boise, I'll hand deliver them since you're right here. That's what I like to do. In fact, that's what it's all about. Everybody gets a gift of some sort. Oh, you know what? Joanne, I have a Audi key tag for your keys I'm going to bring over to you. Well, looks like the garage door is going down, folks. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for listening. Drive safe and motor on.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.